Matzer, a middleman that buys and sells right away, if he sells it at a very cheap price, it's his mechila, because he knows exactly what the real price should be, and if he's selling at a less price, that means he's meichel. So the tager doesn't have a dinner, no. It means if he gets gypped, he can't complain and get his money back later. Rav Ashi Yomar, Ma Yein LaTagar, right? No. What does the Yehudi mean to say in the Mishnah? That a Tagar, the merchant, does not have a dinner, no. That means if he gets gypped, he can't complain. It means, Ein Lebetaris, I know. Sha'afilo Pochos Mechtei, I know. Chayzer, just the opposite. That a merchant, if he gets gypped, if he sold the two less, even if he charged only, let's say, a seventh, too little, he has the right to complain and get his money back. There's no dinner by no. There's usually by less than a no, less than a sixth. We say there's mechila. But by the merchant, though, here there's no din mechila. He doesn't want to lose anything. That's his whole business here. For sure, he made a mistake, and he's not mechila at all. But the nesana, the chayav, tluyim b'chach. That's his livelihood. V'tikna l'shi achzer. And there's a takona then, that you have to return him his money. The guy is a merchant, the guy sells things, he makes his livelihood by selling. So if he made a mistake and sold a little less, he has the right later to say, listen, I made a mistake here, give me the money. You have to pay him a little bit more. Tani Gavazir Rav Nachman. I'll bring you proofs for Rav Nachman, not like Rav Ashi. The Tani Gavazir Rav Nachman, that Rav Yudah says, Tagar ain lo yano. Like he says in the Mishnah, a merchant does not have a dinner, no. What's the reason? Mevneishu Boki. Here it says clearly, the dinner is because he's a Boki. And what are we talking about now? A merchant that buys and sells right away. So if you just bought the object for $10, so why are you selling it now for $5? You know it's worth $10. So if you're selling it for $5, it must be that you need $5 right now. And you know you're getting gypped, like you're losing out. But you're meichel. To you, it's worth it to get $5 right now. That's the smart merchant for sure is meichel right away. Therefore, there's no din I know. Then the Mishnah says, Mi shut lo lo yoda elo yoyna. Whichever one, the seller or the buyer that got gypped, he has the right, he has the upper hand and say, I want quit. I don't want this deal to go through. Give me back all my money. Or else he has the right to say, no, just give me back the yoyna. Mani must be lose by Mishnah go like. The Chura loy Rabbi Nosin, not like Rabbi Nosin. The loy Rabbi Yudan Nosin, not like Rabbi Yudan Nosi. E Rabbi Nosin, because like Rabbi Nosin, Mastis in Katoni Rotsa. The Mishnah says here, if he wants to, he could. Or Braisa, like Katoni Rotsa. And the Braisa before, it doesn't say the Loch of Rotsa. He would have said before the Braisa was, I know, Tochus Mishtos Nikna, Mekach Yester Ashtos Boto Mekach, Shtos Karno Machter, I know, Div Rabbi Nosin. Doesn't say Rotsa. Yeah. Rashi says, like a ton of rotsa means ela korche kono, umach leino. Before in the price that we had, according to Rabbi Nosin, that when somebody jip you a sixth, the locker is the mechira for sure takes place. You can't retract the sale. Just you have a right to ask back for the shtus, for that sixth they charge you. That's all. And now Mishnah Rabbi Yudah says no. If you those if you got jipped the sixth, you have a right to call quits and say you want all your money back. That's not like Rabbi Nosin. E Rabbi Yudah Nosin, because according to Yudah Nosin, masnisi katoni lakeach. The Mishnah says what lakeach. Brisa katoni meicher. The Brisa talks about the meicher. Rashi says masnisi katoni lakeach. Heichid dinestana lakeach katoni. The yoda lo yoni katoni tainli meisai. Mashma. The Mishnah is talking about lakeach got gypped. And the Brisa before him Yehuda is talking about the meicher. Yeah. So before mashma in the Brisa, the Yehuda nosi that by lakeach you would not say this for only by the meicher. And now Mishti said even by the Lakeach. Vayit Gemara says, so, no, Omer Rebbe Loza, Oy nozu en yudei mishana. Taka don't know who learned our Mishnah. Now Mishti says, I didn't know, I don't know who learned it. Rabbi Romal Yerlin Rebbe Nosin. Now Mishti goes according to Rebbe Nosin. V'toni nam b'vrais, learning now b'vrais also rosa. Learning the b'vrais rosa. That means, if a gyp you are sick, it's not for sure the sale takes place. Whoever got gyp, has the right to sell, one quits. So the Brai source learns like our Mishnah. So the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Nosin. Rav Amar no, the other Rabbi Yudah Nosi, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yudah Nosi. Omar the Shayyid, the Mastis will come before the Brai source, there's no Stira. The Brai source talks about the Meicher. The Mishnah talks about Lakeach. But they're both the same thing. But one left out, the other one explained. As our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yudah Nosi, and says, when you got gypped the sixth, whoever got gypped, whether it's the Lakeach, the one that bought it, or whether it's the meicher, the one that sold the charge too little, if he got gypped the sixth, he has the right to say, I want quits. I don't want this mechira. Give me back all my money. But if he also says that he wants, he can say, no, I want the sale to go through. I'm only asking you to give me back the extra sixth. So So that's what our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi holds. But the Loch is like Rabbi Nasi, we had before, the Rabbi said, not like that. That whenever you only got Jirup the sixth, the Loch is, the Mechir is Chal, you can't retract, only you have right to ask back for Yishtus. Omer Rashi says, Deken Rami, I bring your proof also. Tiktoni, it says, Echel Lakech Yechel Amaycher. I mean, in the Bryce, it says, Echel Lakech Yechel Amaycher, not our Mishnah. I mean, our Mishnah says, Echel Lakech Yechel Amaycher. When a forest is a Lakech, our Mishnah only explains Lakech. Shema Mina, Shiur is Shire with a Maycher. Mashma, the Mishnah left out the Maycher. Shema Mina. Therefore, there's no kasha to say that our Mishnah left out the Maycher, and the Bryce spoke about it. Therefore, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. But the Loch is not the way, the Loch is like Rabbi Nasi. Itma, we learn like this. You tell your friend, I'm selling you something, or I'm buying something, I'm selling you something now, I'm selling you my hat, and I'm telling you right now, that as much as I charge you for it, there's not going to be any dinner, no. You have no right to complain to me later and say, I jip you. Even if the hat is only worth $10, and I'm charging you $35, you can't come to complain to me. That's what I'm telling you. So, Rav Oma, Yesh Le'el of Oino. Nothing doing. You can't make such a Tanai. And if he gypped you a sixth, you have a right to complain and get your money back. Ushmul Amano, Ein Le'el of Oino. You're allowed to make such a Tanai like this. You can make such a condition. It's Dini Momnis. You're allowed to make conditions of Dini Momnis. So, the Mar says, the Chur Le'im, let's say, Rav Yamek Rav Meir. Rav says like Rav Meir, that oh, you can't make a Tanai even a Dini Momnis. Ushmul Yamek Rav Yuda. And Shmul says you could make a Tanai in Dini Momnis. Hoz like Rav Yuda. Titania, we learn like this. Hoy Malisha, somebody says to a lady, Harayat Mekadeshisli, I want to get married to you. But I'm an ass on a condition, Shein Lucho Alai, Sheikh Susfiano, you have no right to ask for me for clothing, for food, for I know. So I raise the Mekadeshis, Utanai bought the Dibra Rameya. The Rameya says, Ishno, the Kedushin is Chal, you're married to her, for this type of a Tanai that you made, which is going against the Torah says that when you get married, you have a Chiyah to support your wife, and feed and give her clothing, and live with her. So therefore, you can't make such a condition that goes against the Torah. Therefore, the Tanai is bottle, but the Kedushin is Chal. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Bedav Hashem a moment, was Magaya to feeding her, giving her clothing, Tanai Kayim. You let her make a Tanai to go against the Torah. It's like Mechila, Rashi says, when Sheikh Sus, Nitin la Mechila, Varei Mochlo, Aleno, she's Michael, Avleno, she Tzar Haguf, the Nitin la Mechila. To live with the Tashmish, that's Tzar Haguf, if you don't do it, there is no Pasha Mechila. The Akkor Ponim, Rabbi Yehuda Shrita is, by Dav Hashem a moment, you can make a Tanai. And so, Rav that says, Yesh the Oliver, no, the Tanai is not Chal, goes like a Bimeya. And Shmuel that says, no, the Tanai is Chal, if it goes like a Yehuda. So Gemara says, Omelach Rav claims to you, no, I know the Yamar Filu Rav Yehuda, I can even go according to Rav Yehuda Shita. That Rav is the one that says, the Tanai is not Chal, I, Rav Yehuda, says, back Dushin, Tanai is Chal. I'll tell you like this, Ad kan lekom Rav Yehuda Hosram, up until now, when did Rav Yehuda say over there by Kedushin, that the Tanai is Chal, Ela Diyod Elukam Ochlo, when she knows about it. Like you're telling her outright, listen, here's the ring for Kedushin, I'm getting married to you, but I'm telling you clearly I do not plan to feed you and give you clothing. So since he told it to her, and she heard it and she accepted it, that's called the good mechila. Therefore you don't have to do it. I will hawk but over here, I'm selling you my hat. And I'm telling you I want $35 for the hat. And I'm not telling you how much it's really worth, and you yourself also do not know how much it's really worth. I'm only telling you I don't want a dinner nor to take place. But you do not know for sure you're being shipped or not. Who says the guy is Michael? The guy in his own mind may think, listen, I'm not getting gypped. I'm paying $35 for the hat. It's a beautiful hat. I think it's a very expensive hat. I think it's worth $35. I do not realize that I'm getting gypped. Says so, that's why Rav says the Mechila does not help. There was no Raya, Rav Haskula, Rav Meir, maybe it's even go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says that I know, I would say that tonight does help, that there's no Israel I know over here. The Yam Ratera Sula Rabbi Meir, I can even go according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says by the Kedushin that Tanai is not Chal. Says, so how come over here by Eino the Tanai is Chal? I'll tell you like this. Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Meir, up with Tanai Rabbi Meir did not say, when did Rabbi Meir say if you marry her? The Tanai is bottle and you still have to give her the clothing and the food. Hostin Elo Devadai Ka'okar, because Peshas you make the Tanai, it's 100% going against the Torah. A condition that goes against the Torah is not called Tanai. It's a gzeras hakosa that you can make a tanai. Really, once you marry, you made the maisa kedushin. It's chal midiraisa. Who are you to make tanai conditions? It should be chal this way, that way. It's a chiddush akor that you can make conditions. We learn that from Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain. So it's only something that's not vade oka the Torah, but something that vade goes against what the Torah says. You can't make such a condition. So to make a condition that the kedushin should be chal, now I do not have to feed you or give you clothing that's against the Torah, that cannot be chal. Avol hocha, but over here, when I sell you my hat, and I tell you, listen, I'm selling it to you, and I do not want the dinner nor to take place here. Mi yayim the kokar, midi, who says for sure he's shipping you? He did not speak out in Tanai that I'm 100% shipping you and I don't want it to be chal. He just said, I don't want the din of shipping to be chal, I don't want the din of nor to be chal. But he didn't say clearly that I'm shipping you. So since it's not clearly this Tanai against the Torah, it's not really called being oikah the Torah, maybe here it's okay. And Rashi says, Shema lo yeh b'yano, maybe in this case it won't be yeh no. That's not called the Vadi Akira, therefore the Mechira, therefore the Tanai is good. That's what Shmuel holds. Omer Ravan Ravanin says, the D, according to me, Mefashalei Menedim Mashmuel, I heard an explanation from Mashmuel like this. Hoi Melechaver, somebody says to his friend, that I'm telling you something. Amana Shein Lecho Alayano, that you have no complaint back to me that I gypped you, that charge you six more. Then Ein Le Olav Arno, Enechanami, the guy has no right to come and complain. If that was your condition, Almanas, Shein Lecho Olayano, you have no complaint to me, that's a good condition. In other words, I'm telling you, as if I want you to be Michael to me. But, Ein Loi, but let's say the condition is, Almanas, Shein Boyano, I'm making a condition that there should not be a din I know in this sale, I'm telling you something, and I do not want it to be the din of a no in this sale. Harayesh b'yano, that you can't do. Lamaisa, there is a din I know in the sale itself. That tonight does not help. Rashi says, Shein b'yano, imam aloi b'loshen zeh, ein zeh loshen mechilas ano. That's not the pshat that I'm telling you that I'm jipping you, but I want you to be mechilat. El loshen tfiyas ano. I'm telling you I do not want the din of a no to apply here. The amana shein b'yano omar, for that you can't say, because harayesh b'yano, u'mekach tois nami hevi, v'imrotzalach, v'chayz l'gamri. But I can't tell you there's no din I know here. If Lamaisa, I'm charging you more than a six for a hat, so there is a din I know. That's now you can't do. I can only make it tonight. I do not want you to have a tiner upon me. Shein l'cho olah you know. You can't complain against me. Then I can tell you. In other words, even though there is a din I know, I'm just making a condition on you that you should be Michael, that you should forgive here and not have a din to complain against me. That I have a right to say. This is, Maruk, Omer Avonin, saying of it, the name of Mashmuel. Meisve have a kash in this. Says Aloha, Hanoise, Vanoise, Biamono, if somebody does business on trust. Rashi says, Mocha, Bamesha Tuchel, I'm telling you what you could, Vetain li Mahamoyas Lizman Ploini. Like, give me whatever you have right now, and the rest of the money give me later. Vidun Yisamech Lech, I'll trust you. But, Vanoise, Lois, Char Tuchel, come on. No, okay. I hire a person to sell for me. Like this. I tell you, listen, take my objects here. Mocha b'mashtuchos. Sell it at any price you could. V'tein li yamoyses man ploini. And whenever you sell my object, give me the money. And I'm semach on you that whatever you do is good. And I'll pay you for the work, like I'll hire you. You hire somebody to work for you, to sell for you. That's called v'yanoyse v'nosem b'yamona. Or else, v'yoyim l'chaver, somebody tells his friend, that I'm selling you something, amana shem l'cho layanoh. That you have no time over nor against me. All right, turn over. Here. Again. So what, again, Hanoi Mesa, Mesa, Bermono, Ralph Yoim Lechaveroi, Almana, Shein Lucho, Liar, nor, you have no right to come and complain to take away, to have a dinner, nor, is only all over nor, and Echanami. Tonight, it's like I'm asking you to be Michael me, and you can't collect though I know later. That's what it says here. So, Lerav di Omar, according to Rav, it says, Ano di Amri, Afilu Rav Yehuda, I go even according to Rav Yehuda. That says what? That Mechilu does not help. If so, Hamani, who does this price go like? Here the price says clearly, can make a Tanai, Amana Shein Lecho Layano, and the Tanai is Chal. So, the Kashan Rav. Rav that says the Tanai is no good, he says, I say it according to everybody. So, who does this price go like? Amr Abaye says, Machvata, that we have to come back and say no. That Rav Amik Rabbi Meir, Rav that says that Tanai is not Chal here by Momin, only says according to Rabbi Meir.
That's going to be many shita that by moment tonight does not help. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Avad the Rav agrees that tonight is chal. And therefore, this brisa that says that tonight is good is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ushmur, now the Yom Rabbi Yehuda, and Ushmur that says that tonight is chal goes like Rabbi Yehuda shita. That's what the Bayan says. Rabbi Rav says Lakasha is Lakasha. That says a big difference. Kam bistam, kam b'mafarish. The difference if you say it's tam or whether you mafarish it, there's a big difference. Rashi says tam means he does not know for sure that you're dripping him. Then the mechilut then is no good. But mafarish means shepirish loy. I explain to you clearly and tell you. I tell you clearly. I'm selling you my $10 hat for $25. I tell you clearly. Vani moichro l'cho almanas. I'm selling it to you now for $25. On a condition, shem l'cho layano, that you're going to have no right leg to come and complain back from me. For who, in this case, on Rabbi Yehuda, the masnil tonight comes the good tonight. The dom of the shel ksus. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says that tonight is good. So it's only by mafarish is it good. But the stam, it's no good. So therefore, that was a pshat in Rav. So even Rav says, he says according to everybody, but it's chil to him stam and mafarish. The tani would go like this. The medvar amurim. When do we say that they didn't know on both of them? The stam when he sells it stam. Abu the mafarish, but he speaks that clearly. The moicher, he tells you. Abu mafarish moicher. The moicher tells you. Shomar lokeach. He tells the lokeach clearly. He tells the buyer that chayfetz there. This hat that I'm selling you. Shani moicher lochabim astam. I'm charging you $200. Yodei ani boy shein ashev elamana. I know clearly it's only worth $100, and I'm not making 100% profit here. It's worth $100, and I'm selling it to you for $200. But I'm doing it on a condition that you can't come to complain back to me. That's the way I'm selling it to you. That's tag of the locha. You have no right to complain and get your money back. I have a right to say that tonight you can't get, there's no din I know here. The same thing, lakeach. Shama lemoicher. The one that's buying sells to the seller. Chofet zeh. Shani lakeach. This object that I'm buying off you, mimoch, bimona. I'm buying it for you for only $1. Your day, I need boy, I'm buying it for $100. I know clearly it's worth $200. But even though I'm only paying you $100, I'm making a condition with you. I do not want you to complain later and say, listen, I paid too little, you want more money. There's no dinner no, the tanai is chal. When you speak out clearly that I'm paying too little or I'm paying too much, the guy knows about it, and that's for sure a svara by mamin that is mechila. You know you're paying too much, you know you're paying too little, the other person is mechila.
Yes, the Gemara says now, Tana Rabbanan, come and learn in a brace like this. That we learned before, that you give somebody some merchandise to do business for you, and then you pay him later for the work that he did. So, you're not supposed to make up with him that the bad things that I give you, that like I'll pay you later. But the good stuff that I give you, that's at the regular value. In other words, if I give you, let's say, 2 barrels of wine to sell, one's a good barrel, that's Yofa, and one's a bad barrel. So Rashi learns like this, that Tareza lo yichachu lo yisarabi amoni vas Yofa b'shova. Liyas lo yhamatonoi smoyis ha-Yofa b'ivcha tirchai. In other words, this good barrel of wine, I know you sold right away. And the money you received, you can hold on to it. And that money you could use for like for your payment that you'll sell me the bad one, and it's going to take you a long time to sell the bad one. Rashi says, Shnei Yenis, you have 2 wines. Yofa, Shiesh, the olive kaitzim, a good one, everybody jumps to buy. The Lokhoi, the Vasachas, you'll sell it first. For Yehara, you have a bad wine. Shena Nimchar, Elabachanush, you're going to sell it in the store. So, Layoimle, now I'll tell this person that's working for you. Hare Lokhoi Yofa Bishoviev. Listen, the good wine is its value. What does that mean to say? What's the payment? That you can hold on to that money until you'll sell the bad one in a chanus. As much as you could. And after you sell the bad wine, then give me back the money, how much both are worth. And I free myself from the fact that you used my money. So that's also to do. So Rashi says, why? The heavy ribbis, because it looks like ribbis. But rather the Gemara says, Eloi, or the Brisa says, Eloi zeb zeb yamona. You could only say, you could sell me both wines, and the price I'll give you is like a percentage wise. How much your pelik will soon see 4% for the work that you did? Oi zeb zeb shover. or else each one you have to take for the exact price that you sold it for. And the Rashi says, V'yaschar yeisha mekabel, and the payment is for the mekabel, and I pay you, and therefore, the Gemara says, V'noisun loischar kosef, I'll pay you for the work that you had to do schlepping it. Schar gomel, how much you had to pay for the driver, the camel driver, and schar pundik, how much you had to pay for the pundik for your inn that you had to sleep in. Schar atzma en enoitel, and I don't pay you the schar to pay yourself. Shekvar nosun loischar mishalim, because I already paid you schar mishalim. Now, schar mishalim heche ko yoiv, where do I give you the regular payment? So my papa says, the tzadruye, the yoiv arba lameya. But Sadhu Rashi says it means merchred bigdi canvas, people that sell clothing of canvas, sheshcha kotzev, there's the exact amount of payment that you pay a workman. And that is 4%. Litein arbo lemeya, 4 to 100. Lev mi shetarach bimichrosin, whoever worked for your sale. So according to Rashi, there's a little shalav. No, he is a shalav rivis a little bit. That's why Taiz does mitzvah shat ha'ezeh, for it should have been the Gemara in Ezel Neshech. So for Taiz has a different shot here. Oh, we're not going to right now. Now the Mishnah says, Kama teya selo chaseiro, how much is the seller missing? For lo yehei boi oino, and there won't be a din oino. In other words, in the Mishnah before we're talking about a sale, if I sell you something, so the moichud lakech get shipped, tafta locha oino. Now it's a shayla, if I give you a seller, if I give you money, and you're buying it for the face value of a good seller, and it comes out that the coin is missing, it's like rubbed off, and some part of the coin is missing, it doesn't weigh the full weight. So how much of the coin is missing that it's called a good sale, and you can't retract the how much is called oino? So that's called kama teya sela chaseri, how much is the coin missing, and v'lo yehei boi oino, there won't be a lach of oino yet. So Rabbi Meir says, boi isorin, if the coin is missing, four isorin, isala dinner. There is four isorin to a seller. In other words, that's if you're missing 4 isorin to a seller, which is really 1/24th. That's isla dinner, because a seller is 4 dinarin, and a dinner is 24 isrin. So it comes out if it's 1/24th, then it's still called okay. That's what the Tanakhama says. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Now, Rabbi Yudi says, Arbor pundiyos. If it's missing 4 pundiyos to the seller. Now, pundiyon la dinner. A pundiyon is to a dinner, which comes out as 1/12. Because the dinner, ishnei mos, the dinner is 12 pundiyos. So therefore he says 1/12 is the shear, how much you could be missing. Rabbi Shimon says, Shemayna pundiyos. Now, it could even be missing 8 pundiyos to a seller. And shnei pundiyos la dinner, which means it's a regular shtus, that's 1/6. So you know, the same thing of Mekach before, about 1/6, that's the same halacha of Eros, how much the coin is missing less, it's missing less 1/6. Now the Mishnah says, ad mosai mutal hachzer, until how long could it retract? In other words, just like we had before, by I know by Mekach, what about now this I know by the coin? So bakrochim, if you live in the city itself, until you take it home and show it to your money exchanger. As soon as you show it to your money exchanger, that's called you realize the missing, and if you don't come back right away, it's called a mechila. Uv tefor, live outside the city, ad arvei shabbos, then you have time to wait till Erev Shabbos, because that's the time when people come into the city to the shuk, so then you realize how much the coin is really worth. Im hoya makira, let's say the one that sold it realized right away the type of a coin he's selling it. So now, afilu liachash nei masa chodesh, even if it comes back after a year, mekabli menel, still you should accept it from him, give him another coin. But if you don't, v'yeinu olav elot rumais, if you don't give him another coin, you only can have complaints. That really, this is going back to the Zman of the Mishnah, to the time when he came back too late. So mikra, then you don't have to return it to him anymore. So, you don't have to, but I'll call upon him, he could have complaints against you like Egyptian. So terumas he could have, but mikra, then you're not mechuyav to give it back to him. And now you should know, such a coin that's missing, it's rubbed off a little bit, the nice no, lemaisa sheni, you're allowed to use it for maisa sheni. V'yeina cheshish, you don't have to be afraid to say like it's missing the tzur, it's not good for maisa sheni. Sheni velo nefesh ro, because someone that does not accept this coin, it's a bad person. In other words, really this coin is still used on the currency. Therefore, it can still be mechalel maaseh sheni on it. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding again, Nachnun Bey Zamar Aleph. Just we'll do the Mishnah over again. The Mishnah was again, Kama Tehei Hasela Chasero, Fulo Yehei Bo Oino. There's such a pasha of Oino by money also. How much is the money missing if you have a seller? And because he used it a lot, it like rubbed out, how much could be rubbed off it and still you're allowed to use it? It's not called Egypt the person I know. Rabbi Meir Oima Abo Isaron, if it's missing four Isarois from a seller, which is Isla dinner, which is really 1/24. If 1/24 of the coin is erased, is missing from it, that's called I know. And not allowed to give and exchange such money, it's called egypting the person. Called 1/24. Rabbi Yudhuayna, Arba Pundiyos, 4 Pundiyos to a seller, which is Pundiyin Ladinur, which is 1/12. He holds 1/12, is called Aino. It comes out here, it's much less than the Allah we had before. Before we had, when I sell you something, it's only 1/6. But up until 1/6, you're allowed to make profit. Here, by you start giving over a coin,